It's time for Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive and Highway 62 East. Talk of the Town highlights interesting people and events in the Twin Lakes area. And now, here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. So glad to have you with us. And in the studio, joining us today, brand new, it's our Community Cares for January, sponsored by KTLO Classic Hits and the Boot. We have Rebecca Hanlon here. She is the Community Services Department Manager for Ozark Opportunities Incorporated. That is a community action agency providing services in a six-county area in Arkansas. That includes Baxter, Boone, Marion, Newton, Searcy, and Van Buren counties. Do you travel all those counties?
I do.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You've got some serious miles put on your vehicle, don't you?
I do, but I love it. It's every county is different. We have great team in every single county. Mm-hmm. We've got Head Start centers in all six. We've got outreach locations, and it's something different every single day.
I'm sure it is, especially when you're dealing with youngins. I know a lot of folks think that you are completely federally funded. That's one of the reasons you guys were chosen as an Our Community Cares recipient, is because about 20% of your budget, it relies on donations.
Yes, we do get federal funds and mm-hmm. state, and we do get private donations. And we couldn't do anything without our community. We are a community action agency. It kind of says it in the the title, really.
It really does.
You know, our whole mission is to partner with organizations, families, and individuals to improve services. To provide services and empowerment opportunities for those with limited means to improve their quality of life. So basically, if we can help somebody, we try to do that. Now, community action, we are nonprofit, so mm-hmm. we can't do everything.
Right.
So it is important for us to have great partners.
Who are some of the partners that you work with?
We have several. We've got Ozark Share and Care, Salvation Army, mm-hmm. lots of local churches. We've got our early Head Start is actually in some of the local churches.
That's right. I forgot about that. I had heard that some of the churches provide the place to have these.
Like our early Head Start is for 0 to 3 year olds. And
there you go.
So we've got the Methodist Church in Mountain Home that has housed our early Head Start Center, and Presbyterian in Harrison houses the early childhood.
And what would you do without them? You'd have to pay rent on a building, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, in Baxter County, there are 5 early Head Start and ABC locations. Is that correct?
Yes.
And 2 Head Start locations in Marion County.
Yes.
How many do you serve, or do you know? I know that number probably fluctuates.
Now, children, we work with about 350 children a year.
Good grief.
Yes, and that's all 6 counties.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of kids.
It is. Our organization, we have 2 primary focus areas. One is early childhood education, and mm-hmm. then the other is community services. And so I'm on the other side. So I work a lot with the adults, teenagers, adults, grandparents, and our children.
Obviously, they have
the early childhood
a different
department.
Faction.
They work with
so
the children, basically.
What do you do specifically, Rebecca?
So,
when you're working with, let's say, grandparents, teenagers, what are you doing?
Well, we have a success program that is open enrollment right now.
Mm-hmm.
The target population is really those that are able-bodied, working-age adults. The whole mission is to break the cycle of poverty. And so our family development workers, Kathy Burnell, Fair and Carlton, they work one-on-one with families to develop goals, what they think needs to be accomplished to get them back on their feet. And, of course, a lot of it revolves around employment, better employment, more income.
Better education.
Those are the most popular goals to actually change somebody's economic status.
And we all know from everything that we've been reading and doing in the last few years, especially in this community, that education, nutrition, all these things go hand in hand to break the cycle of poverty. We know that by working with the food banks. We see it by working with the public schools and especially places like Ozark Opportunities. You guys see it every day.
Every day. And colleges, the local schools, they are great partners. Utility
so
companies, there are so many. It's hard to even list them all.
Fraternal organizations as well. The Moose, the Elks, the Eagles,
the
help.
Lions Club,
Lions
the Kiwanis,
Club.
The Boy Scouts.
There you go.
Yes, and actually, the Boy Scouts last year built us a mobile micro shelter for homeless individuals.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. It looked like a little log cabin. Luke Durack, he used it for his Eagle Scout project.
I know, Luke. Mm-hmm.
And in May, we did a big community event that did the grand reveal. He showcased it. He showed off all of the Scouts, Boy Scout Troop 340. They all had a hand in it. But that was part of our initiative to help with homelessness in our local areas. They're built on wheels so they can be placed where they're needed.
That's amazing.
The one here in Mountain Home is placed with Hope for All.
Yes.
Yes.
They've been on the show several times.
Oh, great. So they've just recently been able to partner with the local church.
Yes.
And they have placed it, and it's being used now.
That's wonderful.
It is awesome. Bergman East out of, Bergman High School.
Right.
They built a mobile micro shelter that we were able to place at House of Hope in Harrison.
Great.
And that was in 2018. Since it's been in place, over 20 homeless individuals have been assisted.
That's wonderful.
And most of which are able to find gainful employment and permanent housing. It was just, it's hard to get a job if you don't have an address.
It's hard to get a job if you don't have a place to take
change
a shower.
Clothes, take showers,
wash
do laundry.
Clothes. Exactly. It's a cycle.
It is
just
a cycle.
Like,
and when you get stuck, you need people like mm-hmm. the community to pitch in and build that family up.
Absolutely. I so agree with you. And the work that you're doing, obviously, it's got to be very fulfilling for you. The success stories. I know you see some failures, too, and that's always difficult. But the success stories, they got to just keep you going, don't they?
Oh, it does.
That's
it
great.
Does.
And 19 years you've been with them?
19 years. So I evidently love my job.
Apparently, and you must be doing a very good job at it.
Well, they keep me around, so that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Come back and see us again, will you?
I'd love to.
We would love to have you back as well. And congratulations to Ozark Opportunities Incorporated, our community cares for January. That's going to wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East. To learn how she can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.